need some dirt. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
Well, some music legends must have been taking this pandemic time to write a book or two. As we talked yesterday, Paul McCartney is going to write his memoirs. Now we're hearing today that Willie Nelson is going to have a new book this summer called Willie Nelson's Letters to America. And it's a collection of letters to his readers about what it means to be a U.S. citizen.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's look at all the great songs he's written over the years. I trust anything he has to say to us.
He's a good dude. Last time I saw him, boy, he can still play the guitar at 82 or whatever he is. Wow. Chelsea Handler, not 82, 46. And she celebrated her birthday by going skiing in a pair of underwear and practically nothing else.
What is this
she
with her?
Pasties. No, she's just about embrace your body, what it looks like now, that too many people just... It's just a body positivity thing. And
he's always naked.
Yeah, I liked it. I appreciated it. I wish I'd done that.
Skied naked. Now, that is
pasties and a thong on, just on a short bunny hill and gotten a picture... Damn, that would be good in the books.
That's and one thing I wouldn't want.
And when you're on Instagram checking out Chelsea Handler's pasties, don't forget to look at the Lori and Julia Instagram to see what's your character's name?
Lynette Beltro. Okay, she runs this website called Loop.
So look for those. Those are the highlights of Instagram today. TMZ is reporting that the LAPD thinks that Lady Gaga's dogs were targeted for being Lady Gaga's dogs, because they look at the video and they're like, there's no way that it was dark and the car was driving. There's no way they could just say, oh, hey, look, those are some valuable dogs.
They screeched over in their car, basically. Like, there they are. It's like they were watching and some guy was around the corner and these guys were staking out when this guy was going to take the dogs out for a pee and a poo.
Right.
It was a targeted dog nappy.
It's just so horrible.
Our friend Sandy was like, she's trying to figure out, it's almost a movie, the crooks. Trying to figure out, she offers the $500,000 before they demand ransom.
Right.
So now how do you not get caught? You know, it's like, oh,
that's
I hope they get caught. But she didn't chip her dogs. I'm really surprised.
She didn't do what?
Chip them.
Microchip.
That's a little, so they get, you don't really have to lose a dog again. Julia, that's the thing. I thought you knew about chipping dogs.
I have to tell
dogs.
My sister about that with Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. If you get a dog at the Humane Society, I think they're like, do you want us to chip them for you? We're like, yeah, okay. All right, that's the dirt
Thanks
for this
for
hour. We'll do it again in an hour. Let's start the second hour of the Lori and Julia Show.
I just needed some dirt. Thank you.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cash. We didn't get to that last hour.
I know, Rocco. That's right. We got to sing a Johnny Cash song today. We were listening to some, and you should have heard the discussion.
Okay. Well, what did you decide on one?
Ring of Fire.
Okay.
We thought about Jackson.
No,
because
and I'm like, who's going
to sing? Casey and I sing that in the car, and he does Johnny, and I do June.
And I said, good for you. You and Rocco can sing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be involved.
Didn't feel comfortable with
I
that
don't.
One.
Okay.
So,
well, he was born 89 years ago today. He lived to age 71.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, he just looked older.
Wow.
He'd had health issues and
He had some substance issues in the
70s.
Yeah, we know from the brilliant Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line.
That's
another good biopic that's like, will hold the test.
That's so good. All right. I know we're going to talk about TV now, and we've been talking about this all week, and we've talked about it before, but I just have to talk about it again because I didn't do my job today because I was so obsessed watching Call My Agent. It is on Netflix. It's been around since 2015, and it's about casting agents. It's about working.
No. It's not casting agents. It's the talent, the agency, talent agency, the person who represents
CAA.
You, the movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to have a chance in hell of acting, you have to get an agent to even accept you. If you watch Entourage, Ari Gold was the best character
really
on that show.
I never really watched Entourage, but I just can't believe, and it's in subtitles, and they speak French, and I was thinking, because yesterday you had a new French word, like you're picking up so much French, and I'm like, it goes so fast. But it is, you have to focus. It's kind of a cool thing about watching it, is you can't iron, you can't text, you can't look at Instagram, you can't do dishes. You have to focus on the show because you can only...
You have to read it.
You have to read it.
And I'm so glad that that's the way that it is.
It's really... But so, therefore, because I'm so used to doing seven things at the same time. So today I'm like, I couldn't get my eyeballs off it. And so if people want a good binge thing, call my agent on Netflix. It's just... Every show is a different story.
Yeah, and it's a dramedy. So it's definitely drama, comedy. And if it's the whole... The thing that's amazing, and we have a new friend that we've been that I've corresponded with. Because Rocco, when did you say the other day that people in Europe are listening?
Oh, I said that?
You did. Like even people in Europe, we can listen around the world.
Oh, right. That's true. So somebody did?
Yes. A lady from, I don't know if she's in Paris, but now where the hell is that? We were just having this whole communication, but she's like, yes, we listen. I listen.
Awesome.
And I said, are you as obsessed with Call My Agent as Julia? And she said, yes, because basically by the middle of the season two, there are actual A-list stars of French cinema that are on the show playing themselves, but in a, you know, and not in a real... They're playing themselves and they're making fun of themselves in a way. But Isabelle Huppert, Monica Bellucci, Jean Dujardin. It's just kind of, it would be like a show here with Angelina and George Clooney and Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston playing themselves for just like one or two episodes.
It's really good.
And it's in our wheelhouse of everything. And really, it is the agent that fixes everything, and 90% of what they fix for their talent is problems.
100, and you can't, and one of the classic lines today was, you know, the older woman, I can't think of what her name is, she's so fantastic.
Addie?
Yes, Addie. She was saying, we're agents. We can't have children. We've got all of our, you know, clients are our children. There's no more room for anybody else.
Right.
'Cause you're just taking care of kids.
Yeah.
It's just such a great show. If people need a new binge thing to do this weekend.
I mean, it is a show that guys like and gals like too. I mean, I think it's
there's a little bit of sex. There's a ton of drama. There's some outrageous things. It's just good.
It's really good. Plus, we're in Paris.
Yeah, it's just so much fun.
I'm constantly going, Casey, does any of this look familiar? And he's like, yeah, not really. So, Rocco, tell me your thoughts about The Lady in the Dale, which is on HBO. Just a four-parter.
It was late last night, and I was going to go to bed. And I'm going
to
click one more thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, you know, this looks like something I'd like. It's from the 70s, and it's about a wacky car. And I didn't know anything about it. I just thought, okay, this is a movie about a woman who invented this wacky three-wheel car, like two wheels in the front, one in the back.
Like a car.
I remember seeing this.
Yes,
because I saw this last night, and I'm like, that looks so weird. What is it? But
it's a documentary, true documentary, and it's, what is it, four parts?
Yeah, four parts. Yeah. So part one is basically the origin story of this woman who was born a man, and it was kind of a ne'er-do-well and a grifter and sort of...
Elizabeth Carmichael.
Yeah, and eventually settled down and raised a family. And then decided to become a woman. And so basically the first 45, you know, we're not even talking about the car.
Yeah. It's just about what a great salesperson this guy is. Like, he's just unbelievable. And this woman, he and this woman fall madly in love. And They have children, but they're always moving.
Yes, because they're on the run from the feds.
Right,
because
they're always grifters. Moving because he's a grifter and he's a con man and he knows what he's doing. And, well, apparently, you know, he was conning everybody else because he was fighting down the feelings of who he was. But the way they make it just be... It's the kind of like even in the family, like the kids just accepted it. Okay, dad's going to be mom. It was really rather marvelous. Yeah.
Did you watch all four of them already?
Yes.
Oh, you watched all four?
How'd you
get all four? Did they send you a screener?
No, not a screener. We've only watched two.
Okay, I just watched one.
Yeah.
Because they're only released once a week. Is that why?
Yeah, but I can swear it's all
over.
Yeah,
you might. I don't know. I didn't see it on HBO.
I'd have to look at my DVR. It's kind of, you know, might be 30%.
But yeah, it was. I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to more. But like I said, just like this is not what I expected.
I want to watch this.
Yeah, it's neat.
And it's, you know, like Casey goes, I've had it. I've heard enough of this story. And
oh, did he drop out already?
Well, he said, I got the gist. I said, but you don't. We don't have the final twist of what happened, you know.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Because this was a car that almost happened, and it was invented because gas was so
expensive,
hard to get. Remember the gas lines? If you're old enough, there were gas lines, mm-hmm. and it was oil thing, and people were like freaking out, mm-hmm. and all of that. And so this car could run, it could go, you know, like
get 70 car. Miles to the gallon. Maybe.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like an early Tesla, if you will, right. but on gasoline. So,
wow.
And, you know, anyway. So,
in just the marketing pictures, it's so 70s. I mean, of course, a yellow car, because that was 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, the Gremlin was yellow.
It came in a nice marigold gold.
Oh, yeah.
And the opening scene is The Price is Right. They're giving, you know,
one of these away.
The Lady in the Dale.
Yeah, the Lady in the Dale.
Okay, HBO Lady Max. In the Dale. It's just a really bizarre.
It looks bizarre, but it looks fun.
The Billie Eilish documentary is also out today on Apple Plus.
Yes.
If you have that. So, all right, listen, we'll be right back with Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so here's something cute. If you are headed out to the Como Zoo, we have a new polar bear. Nell, the polar bear that has been there, needed a companion. Yes. Last year, they had to euthanize Nell's brother. And so Nell is 25 years old. So we have a new gal named Nunatak. We think, but everyone's just calling.
I think it's like an Inuit name.
Yeah, people are calling her Nan for short.
All right.
And she was orphaned in Alaska decades ago. She's 26 years old and found under a porch in Barrow, Alaska. She was considered too young to return to the wild.
Right.
And placed under human care. She's previously lived at the Tacoma Zoo and the Toledo, Ohio Zoo. And she has come here, and Allison Jungham, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Como Zoo's senior keeper, drove to pick her up at Chicago, where she was recently staying, and in a crate, they brought her back to St. Paul, Minnesota.
What are you hauling, a polar bear?
Mm-hmm. So here's what we know. Nell, the male bear, has been sterilized.
Okay.
So they're not doing a breeding situation here, but Nan... the initial meeting, they're saying between the two, the zookeeper stood by with fire hoses, noise makers, and other distractions to make sure nobody got hurt.
Right.
When they were getting in the getting acquainted process, if it turned disagreeable.
Right.
And then,
is it 100% sniffing, do you guys think? Or no?
It's
got to be. Rocco, what do you think?
100% sniffing.
Knowing animals. For animals, you know.
Is that how they get sniffing. To know each other, smelling each other?
And humping.
Yeah, but don't they, like, I don't think you can just come in for the hump. I think there has to be initial sniffing, just like in anything else.
I think there's a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Allison said that since the initial meeting, the two seem to have sorted out their relationship to some degree already.
Okay.
And that Nan lets Nell know when he can come outside. So he's already lost the rule of the roost. And then she goes on to say, she's very bossy. He's very submissive. So she's definitely going to rule the exhibit. She's going to be the queen, man, I guess. Isn't that cute, though? So there's a new... I always loved seeing the polar bears at Como Zoo. All right. It has come out why because we spent a lot of time talking about why Zoom fatigue is so, they did a scientific study. Here's the reason.
Yeah.
It's too intimate. It is the theory why Zoom is so exhausting basically is it's just too intimate. It's triggering parts of our brain that what make us want to fight or flight. Now, yesterday, if anyone listened to theories, you were going on about something about the eyes with that. But it's stressful.
Predator and prey.
It's stressful for people because spending the days with our colleagues, we used to be in meetings. You could look down. You could look here. You could look there. You could look anywhere. You could kick someone under the table. You could throw things. You know, you can't do any of that. So
you have to pretend like you're interested the whole time. That must be a nightmare.
It's nonverbal overload.
Yeah.
And it's skewing our sense of intimacy and causing unnecessary stress.
Yeah, I believe it.
Such long stretches of direct eye contact and faces close up has become the way we interact with casual acquaintances, coworkers, and even strangers. But think about it. When you look someone in the eye that you don't know, it gets exhausting. You're like, look away. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone looks at you too long, like, look away. So anyway, it says psychologists have found that being stared at causes psychological arousal, suggesting that either mating or combat. You know, what are we going to do here?
It just all goes back to caveman, cavewoman instinct.
It really is, Lori. Yeah. But they
We're not meant to live like this, and we're going to come out of it. But, oh, my gosh, yeah. I bet people will never have a flipping Zoom meeting again. Like, it'll have to be, like, because of some tricky time zone situation.
Well, plus, doesn't it trigger your anxieties about how do I look on camera? Well, what does my house look like?
Saying. They're saying that it's the phenomenon. By looking at your face all day is an all-day mirror.
And it's a skewed
People
thing.
People are turning to plastic surgery, to Botox.
Yes, being very critical about your looks. Which when you're unaware, like you're just, like let's just say, you know, you're doing something carefree and you're not paying any attention to anything except enjoying whatever is happening, whoever you're with. Imagine if you had a mirror following you that whole time, how self-conscious
Reality
you would be
TV.
About your fun and about your enjoyment, because all of a sudden you'd get distracted to look at yourself and you go, why am I looking like a dork or whatever your negative thought might be or whatever. And it would take you out of just being. And so, yeah, that's got
to
be.
So it just touches into intimacy too
close. Well, think
close.
Of all the things that they're going to be able to study from. Lord. From this pandemic, the 2020, coronavirus.
A lot.
Coronavirus studies, they can add that to the list of things.
Well, we can add this to the list. They did a study on the top sounds we've missed during the pandemic. What do you guys think is number one?
Clapping.
Live music.
Yes.
Live music is the sound people miss the most. Hearing things loud, surrounding sound at movie theaters. Hearing a huge crowd cheering is in third place and cheering in person. Big things we're missing out on.
Yeah, it felt so nice to hear. Now, granted, Hawaiian music is not the kind of music
that you go to all the time.
I'm, you know, missing on a rare. I love to see it, you know, when I'm there, but it isn't, you know. There's this, what do they call that guitar playing?
Ukulele.
Slack key. A couple times in Maui, Casey and I have seen some slack key, and that is really, that's really good. You know, it's just kind of amazing. But we just saw like a one or two vocalists singing lovely songs. We saw, went to, there's these two women who've been hulu-ing, one at the Mauna Kea and one at the Mauna Lani Hotel for maybe 15 or 20 years, and they're amazing. But they're just with one guy on a keyboard, a guitar player, and then they're doing the hula. But to be
entertained
with the live music, I just was just like, oh my, it was so nice.
You can sit back and like entertain me.
It just felt so good.
I think so.
But it always feels good when you're on vacation. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. But I did enjoy hearing real music. Out loud.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know.
I believe it. All right, so if you want to go to the Lori and Julia show page at mytech1071.com, you're going to see, and this has kind of been everywhere, it's the new way bands are practicing indoors, and they look like they're in mini pup tents. The band students are all in these green pup tents.
That are standing up.
Yeah, standing up pup dens. And so it's how they can curve the COVID spread by having everybody.
They will have a very
funny
2021 class picture of them.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, in their thing. But at least they're back together.
At least they're back together again is what totally.
Did we post that?
Yeah, it's posted.
Okay.
All right. So when we come back.
It's New Music Friday, Julia.
We got some good ones.
I know it. I'm looking forward to it. All right.
Both of you are going to be able to Hollywood speak this so easily. So Kelly Clarkson, they're doing a press junket for The Voice.
Okay.
Oh, she looks so cute with this hat. She's wearing kind of this look.
Yes.
But anyway, she was on, I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and whoever was doing the interview asked her about recording new, you know, music while in this downtime and pandemic and getting, you know, being estranged from her husband. They worded it much better than I did. And she said, I've written like 60 songs. It's an insane amount of getting it out. 60 songs.
Think if you're a songwriter. Well, think of what everyone does when you're going through stuff. I remember listening to so much music.
Brandon, are you listening?
Well, but she said, but here's what she said about it. She says, I don't know that I'm going to release them all, and I have to figure out what to release because some of them are so. But 60 songs is a ton.
Is a lot. But later in the interview, she said that, this is all difficult decisions are all personal. So she's letting us know every single song is about the breakup.
Yes.
Okay. But the other side of it is she has all these people, and by people, I mean women, for the most part, that are coming up to her and saying, this is exactly what happened to me. So Kelly has always been personal in her songwriting.
Yes.
There's no way it's not. But however it works out between them, she ultimately, though, will tell her story with her songs.
Of course, yes.
And I trust that they're going to be good. And if she has 60 of them, man, she's really writing some great stuff. Rocco, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
It's pouring out of her.
Yeah, and I remember I tried to be in a band in my 20s, and breakups are the good, they inspire songwriting.
Well, yeah. Adele, one of her whole albums, that's how we got to know her, was over breakup songs, you
know? 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Anyway, but I love it, Kelly, that she's letting us know that. Gayle King, this morning when she was talking about the James Corden and Prince Harry, because CBS did score a coup, you know,
With the big interview with him last night on the Tonight, what is it called?
The Late Show with James Corden. Mm-hmm. And then in a week from Sunday, so we have two Sunday night entertainment big things going on.
But the Golden Globes is Sunday, and then we have the Oprah sit down with Megan.
And mm-hmm. She said, in talking about it, because she was like very excited about it, and really CBS should have, because it was a score for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because Prince Harry, he's a royal celebrity. That's the top of the heap.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
In our opinion, and then it's movie stars, you know, blah blah blah. But anyway, she said about it, and she said, you know, talking about it. Well, I can say this. Apparently, what they had to say was so good that the series was expanded to 2 hours, which I'm going to Hollywood speak that, and that means when. Last week when Buckingham Palace said everything is being taken away. If you're not going to be royal, you're not going to do any royal service.
Right.
And blah, 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 petty, whatever. And but they'd already filmed their interview. They filmed this like maybe a month ago.
Sure.
So then they probably had to
go back and do some.
So it was some current
follow-up questions, right?
And not being speculative.
Right.
So that's what happened. But here's what Gail says. Oprah says it's the best interview she's ever done.
Oh, my word.
Those are. Mm. Do you know how many good interviews Oprah's done?
A million.
Really,
well,
a lot.
Exciting. And that's going to, that is going to, they are going to get some eyeballs on that.
They are getting some eyeballs on it. And they're just. I wish that they hadn't taught Queen Elizabeth and doing her Commonwealth the same day when they've never done it on a Sunday before. It just seems like it's the wrong advice.
Yeah.
For just let Charles be the king.
It's time.
Yeah, just let Charles be the king, but I don't know. So anyway, but that's what she says. Oprah says it's the best interview she's ever done. Buckingham Palace, you guys should be nervous. And maybe even more so the newspapers.
But I also think that Meghan, they're classy. They're not going to do anything.
But
I
mean, they know what they're doing, too.
Right. They're media savvy.
Mm-hmm. Chris, multiple sources, Jenner has been very productive this week. People magazine has gotten exclusives.
What
two on Kanye
now?
And three on Kim.
Okay, what are we doing?
Well, here's the exclusive on Kanye. Well, apparently Kanye spent $12 million of his own money on his presidential election, which may have explained the story 2 days later about that Kanye may or may not have been trying to sell Kim's jewelry without telling her.
Yeah.
But that was one big expensive joke for Kanye.
He got 66,000 votes.
But for $12 million of his own money.
I know.
But Kris Jenner is so busy. She spilled that story to People magazine. No, she really has been a whirlwind. It's interesting because I feel like Kim, most people are on her side. Yes, there are people that wonder about the Kardashian women curse because a lot of men have been married. But, you know, that is a thing that any big group of sisters, which is just three, that's all you need, can be multiple marriages.
Rocco. She's saying this from her family.
That's
how many
right.
marriages have you and your sisters had? One sister, four.
Four, and three.
Wow.
So anyway. Are the Kardashian women cursed? Like all the men come out of it cursed on the other side. Anyway, Kim and Kanye, you know, they don't get along maybe on the way to raise the kids. People are really kind of on Kim's side.
Everyone is.
You know,
I don't know
why
she has to work so hard.
Why she's working so hard with it. And a lot of the stories are about how amazing Kim is and what a fabulous mom she is. And I don't think she even
I think she's an amazing person.
We knew it was over with those two when Kanye did the hologram of her dad.
That was horrible.
And complimented Kanye more than Kim for her birthday.
Yeah, that was silly.